Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
How do we respond as Christian parents when our kids ask us about Santa?
The question of Santa is one that a lot of people wrestle with, and people come down on both sides of the fence. Some of the concerns are, the main one that I hear, I don't know if you guys have a different experience, but the main one I hear is that Santa distracts us from Christ. That's one aspect of it. And the second aspect is that it sets up a pattern of parents telling their children things that aren't true. We call that lying sometimes,
yeah,
too.
Some people have said that, yes. Yeah.
So the question of Santa, you know, he is the sort of Coca-Cola version that we have now does have historical roots in a real person who lived an exemplary Christian life. And if you choose to emphasize that as a means of remembering somebody who can be an example for us on worshiping Jesus and living our lives for him, I think that can be a way to do it, but I have some problem with the dissembling as well about, you know, saying there's this man and he's a sort of, he's really a kind of mini God with his all-seeing ways, you know, seeing you when you're sleeping and when you're awake and a kind of, he keeps track of your good deeds and your bad deeds, and if your good deeds outweigh your bad deeds, you'll get a game system instead of coal, and those sorts of things are a little troubling. So whatever we say about Santa, the main thing is that we want to be focusing on Christ because this is the pivotal event in the history of salvation, one of a couple pivotal events in the history of salvation. And our message as a church about what Christmas is for needs to be revolving around the coming King, the promised Messiah, the one that the angels celebrated and the wise men came and worshiped, the one who fulfilled hundreds of years of prophecy and expectation for the people of Israel. If our focus is something other than that, and there's a commercial out right now that I find actually very disturbing, and I won't name the company, but the whole premise about it is the whole world is revolving around opening a gift and seeing what I got, and it becomes about me and what I'm going to get and what shiny new toys, and that's the furthest thing from exalting Christ. So I think that, you know, every parent needs to thoughtfully come to a conclusion on their own, but I would just encourage whoever is trying to mull through this to make sure that the emphasis is on Christ, and anything else has to absolutely be secondary. And I don't have a rule about it beyond that, but that would be my advice.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.